Erevin Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes. Another Issa Drabonon. According to Rabbi Meir, we have a special restriction. We're worried if you're standing in Rishus Hayachid and you have a door or some kind of lock that you want to open in Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Meir says, Lo yamin ad Rishus Hayachid v'yiftach Rishus Harabim. You should not open that door with a key in Rishus Harabim. And vice versa, Rishus Rabbim v'yiftach Rishus Yachid. Elam kein asa mechitza gavoh asar tvachim. Unless you made a mechitza, a barrier that's going to enclose that area so that your key and your opening is not open in Rishus Harabim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham disagreed. They said not in Rishus Harabim, not in Rishus Hayachid, is not in a Carmelis, in this in-between status. If that key is right there at the door, you can open with it. You know what goes in Midrabana, you're going to take the key out of that Dalet Amos in Rishus Harabim, or transfer it if it's in Rishus Hayachid. Armelo, they said, not true, B'shuk shel patamin. There was a shuk, a marketplace, with patamin, which means butchers who used to fatten up animals. They used to lock the doors and put it on top. There was a little window on top of the opening. And not only that, that wasn't a big issue. They didn't worry about it. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm Rabbi Yossi Omer, shuk shal tzamarnaya. It was just a wool shuk. They weren't even using it much on Shabbos. And nonetheless, we didn't have that gzeira. Next Mishnah. And introducing another series of Yisurim Drabanan, Neger. It used to be, imagine you have a door, but we have door locks and door stoppers. They didn't have door locks. They didn't have the same kind of door handle. So imagine you have a door that's just a chunk of wood hanging on a hinge. How do you keep the door from closing? How do you lock it? So you take a little piece of wood and you stick it in the floor to keep the door from opening or closing. So let's say you have Neger Sheishbo Galustra. You have a door stopper, a chunk of wood that has a thick ball or a chunk at the top of that, which makes it into a quasi-kli. Reb Lezer says you still, even though it has a quasi-status of a kli, Reb Lezer says, unless you tie it to the door, it's almost like building. Reb Yossi says, no, that's not like building. That's just keeping the door open or closed. Reb Lezer, Agadol said, Maisa b'knesset shel Tveria. There was a story that happened in Tveria, Shoyu Nog and Boheter, where they were allowing this. Until Rabbi Gamliel arrived with the elders, and they prohibited it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Isser Noagu Ba. Rabbi Yossi says, it is permitted, just they had a chumrah, they had a minig that they previously were oser and borang amliavas kenev yedirlam. He says, actually, it really was mutter. Beforehand, they asked it, but Rabbi Gamliel came and taught everybody that it's mutter, like his shita, that it's mutter to use this nagar, and that's the halacha, that since it has a chunk on the top of it, it's considered to be like a kli, and that's not considered to be a problem of bona of building. Just like any door, today you can open and close the door, because that's the function of it, to be open and closed. When you close the door, it's not called bone, it's not building at all.